Well, we called for the DCB to be an SBC because we wanted outside stakeholders to come in and have their say. The likes of campaigners, you know, the MAG and the Redress Focus Group and the rest of them, the HSE, anybody else that could help the situation that's out there.
And it was argued today that the policies are agreed already within the current committee, but you believe that this isn't good enough, that it does need to be expanded?
Yeah, so listen, what they said, it's pretty much decided now, right? It's not going to become an SPC. But what we're going to be advocating for now is that we can get these outside stakeholders to come in to the DCB committees. The likes of MAG, the likes of the Redress Focus Groups, the likes of the HSE, anybody that can help us in any way deal with this situation that people are going through throughout the county, because we did emphasise how much of a crisis we have in this county and that we have to make this here a priority for the people of this county.
Because there's so many people like MAG and the Redress Focus Groups, for example, that they're dealing with this daily on the ground as well, so they have a greater insight.
Absolutely. It cannot be underestimated how much work these campaign groups have done. Now that we're in here, we have to talk on their behalf because, and I think the feedback that we got today that these groups will be allowed into the DCB committee and they will help us take in outsiders. Like, and they said, like, you know, that the best place to do it is within the committee that we have right now. So we're hoping and we're going to take it away today as said in there that MAG and the Redress Focus Group can come in here, along with we can make a request for the HSE to come in here, and that we can have more power that way there.